Instead of getting so involved and so into attached to what they're saying, you can just go, they're allowed to say and think what they want. I don't have to listen to it though. I don't have to involve myself too much in it though. And I can just think my own thoughts and I can just go in my head while I'm looking at them and smiling and nodding. Hi there, I'm Lisa Fox, and this is Lioness Tribe. And today I want to talk to you about the confidence to deal with negative people. And this is, I think, something that I disagree with a lot of other experts on. Maybe not all, but definitely some. When you're a person who has struggled with their confidence at any point in their life, but has managed to gain confidence, you'll understand that one of the most important things there is in feeling and staying confident is actually staying high vibe, like being in positive energy. Keeping your mood right, making sure that the things that you say are positive, the things that you think are positive about yourself, about others. And there is an awful lot of mindset work that has gone into getting you to the place where you are a confident person. And you do not want that confidence going down the swanny at any point, right? Now, the truth is that confidence is something that goes in waves, right? It doesn't go in a straight line upwards. So it is always going to be going up and down and up and down and up and down. But like when you're a person who works on your confidence, you sort of get attached to this idea that your confidence is yours and should not, will not, definitely cannot be affected by other people. But it is. It is, no matter what we do, we're always being affected by the people around us and the atmosphere and the things that are going on in our lives. We just have to be mindful of those things. Then you're in this place, right, where you are confident, you're feeling good, you're in your high vibe, you've gotten yourself to this place after years of work, right? Enter stage left. A negative person, right? And you see them and you go, they have the power to make all of that work that you did on yourself to just come tumbling down, right? They do have the power to do that if you allow them to, right? And we don't want them to. So here's the thing that I have heard a lot of people talk about and that I really just don't agree with, right? The advice a lot of people would give, not everyone, and the advice a lot of people give that I've heard out there is to cut the person out of your life. You cannot surround yourself with negative people. And although I agree, of course you cannot surround yourself with negative people and expect to stay positive and expect to be confident. But we all have a person in our lives, at least one person in our lives, who we care deeply about, who's just either going through something and is in a negative place, or just is that, like if you think about Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh, they just are that character archetype. They just tend towards negativity and they can't help it. It doesn't mean that they're rubbish and you throw them out. It doesn't mean that they don't have any other qualities. But that's very different than surrounding yourself with negative, toxic people. And of course, I will preface all of this by saying if you have somebody in your life who's toxic and who is, really affecting you in a very negative way and doesn't care about you, and and is just affecting your life terribly bad. Of course, you do what you need to do to get them out of your life, of course, but that's not what I'm talking about. And I think that we can be too quick to write off negative people and go, right, that's it, I'm done with them. I'm on a high vibe now. I'm on the train towards, all of my dreams, and they're just going to get in the way, so I need to cut them out, cut them off, and be done with them. And I just don't. That's not what my heart tells me to do, at least. So what is the alternative? What's the alternative if you have somebody like that? And look, as I say, we all have somebody, right? Who, when we have the good news or we have something that we're really excited about, kind of sits there with their arms folded and kind of gives you the once over, or maybe doesn't say anything at all about your. You've got great news, and you know that they've seen it on social media, or they've seen, they know, they've been told by somebody else, about your good news, or you're talking to them about their good news and they just don't react. Or they react by saying all of the pitfalls or all of the things that could go wrong with this exciting thing that you're talking about, or all of the, the possible negative consequences of this amazing thing that you're delighted about. And you just go, and often when we interact with people like that, it's a drain. It's a drain on our energy, and it sometimes can feel like it's taking the good out of it. And that's the bit that I want to help you with, because I think that if this person who sits there with their arms crossed and goes, oh, really? Is it such a good thing? Well, have you thought about this? And have you thought about this? Or, it might not be as good as you think. Or have you thought, like, maybe it's going to affect you in this negative way? Or, like, that's all very well and good, but what about your kids? And blah, 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 blah. And they're like seeing all the negative things. If this is a person that you love and you don't actually want to cut them out of your lives, but neither do you want them to actually drain you in that way and for you to walk away from them every time. But oh God, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. There's a few things you can do. Number one tip is just don't hang around for too long when they're in that mode, right? If you've got your good news or your thing that you're excited about, it's a dream that you're dreaming and you want to share it, and they're in this vibe, just go, okay, just talk about it for a minute, and you see that they're being like that and go, oh God, you know what, I'm going off to down the road, I said I'd go call into Mary or whatever, oh, I need to go to work now, or I need to go do something else, and I'll see you later, I'll catch up. You don't have to like sit there and be drawn into it, right? That's number one. The other thing that you could do is, if you're in a situation where you just can't get away from them, just turn the volume down. Just kind of smile and nod and go, yeah, oh God, great points. Yeah, I never thought about it like that, whatever. But don't have them as a loudspeaker in your head where you're taking in everything that they're saying and either going, oh yeah, Jesus, I didn't think about that, and maybe they're right and whatever. Or go, I can't fucking believe they're saying this shit to me. Don't they know that I'm so excited about this and they were just trying to bring me down? Instead of getting so involved and so attached to what they're saying, you can just go, they're allowed to say and think what they want. I don't have to listen to it though. I don't have to involve myself too much in it though. And I can just think my own thoughts and I can just go in my head while I'm looking at them and smiling and nodding. They'll pick up on that. They pick up on that very quickly. And sometimes they might even get annoyed and go, you're not listening to me, or I can see that you're kind of ignoring me. And you just go, well, I'm just not in that vibe at the moment. I'm just kind of enjoying the celebration of this good thing that's happened for me. So yeah, I'm not into really talking about it in that way at the moment. And that's fine. Another thing that you can do with people like this, and maybe not in that moment of them, destroying your vibe, But like just outside of that, when they're just being a negative Nancy, just generally, and just being themselves, you know, whether it's that they're just being negative in that moment or that they're just that kind of person, you need to just start thinking about and focusing on their other qualities. You know, why do you love this person? You know, I know for myself personally, there's people who I love who are negative. There's certainly a few of them, that might just go like they can be some of the funniest people I know, and that's what I concentrate on, and that's what I appreciate them for. Or they could be some of the kindest people I know. And often when somebody's actually being negative and bringing your vibe down, they don't think they're doing that. They think that they're actually trying, they're helping you, and they're just pointing out something that maybe you haven't thought about and protecting you. You know, they're not, people generally aren't trying to ruin your vibe. They're actually trying to be helpful, even if they don't realize it. Sorry, even if they don't realize what they're doing to negatively affect you, what they're thinking in their head is that they're helping you. So, you know, you can just reframe it like that. What is it that they're trying to do here? And what is it that I do love about them? Why am I friends with this person? Why do I want to say, you know, keep them as part of my life? There's always a reason. There's always a reason to keep them around if you do want to keep them around. And just focus on that rather than focusing on the negative draining stuff. Another option is just don't talk to them about the stuff that you want to protect, right? If you're excited about something and you're wanting to stay in a really confident, high vibe place about it, don't bring it up with them. Don't invite them into the world of that thing. And if they bring it up with you, you can just turn down the volume and, you know, like go, just kind of switch off a bit and kind of go, yeah. And change subject. You know, that's an option. Another great thing that I do, so that the people that are like that in my life, they're brilliant when you need to get something off your chest, or when you need to rant about something, when you need to just give out fucking shit about something. They're a great ear. Because they'll go there with you. They'll be like, yeah, I can't believe she said that to you. I'm like, Jesus, that's so shit. And sometimes you need a person to just say that shit back to you and be negative with you in certain moments, just to get it off your chest, let the steam out, and they love it. They fucking love that. So absolutely bond with them on those things that you need to talk negatively about. Like that, everything has its own time and place. And that's something that you can absolutely do with your negative friends and family. Just like, you know, go for it with them. They will fucking love that. And then the last thing that I would say is just be compassionate. You know, like if somebody is really negative, okay, as I said, there's sometimes, you know, moments in people's lives where they just get, you know, they just, shit has happened and they're just having a moment, right? And they're in a negative place in there. And when I say a moment, I mean a couple of weeks, months, years, or whatever, where they're just not good, right? You can just choose compassion and you can just go, they're just not in a good place. And that's got nothing to do with me. I can be compassionate about it, but I can also know that it's nothing to do with me. And that's not saying I don't care about it. It's just saying, like, I think that for me, like, when I get really caught up in somebody else's negativity and get really drained by it, it's because I'm taking it really personally, and I'm taking the things that they're saying personally, and I think that it's all about me, right? When actually, usually, it's nothing to do with me at all. Almost always it's nothing to do with me. And if I go to somebody with exciting news or something I'm excited about, something that I'm high vibe about, and they can't be happy for me, it's usually nothing to do with me. So I can decide in that moment, even though I'm talking about the thing to do it myself, I can decide in that moment, They're just going through a tough time. And having compassion for somebody is not the same as getting drawn into somebody else's drama. It's not the same as, like, being a crutch for them. And it's not the same as trying to sort out all their problems. But you can be compassionate and kind and know that that person's problems is their are their problems, and they have nothing to do with you, and there's nothing really that you can do apart from just sometimes just be a listening ear or a kind presence. And I think that's a beautiful thing to do for somebody who's in that space. But my whole point with all of this is that you get to choose. We think that we've been sucked into this. We think that, somebody else's negative energy is affecting us and draining us, and we walk away from them and you go, we need to give out about them and rant about them and go, God, they just drive me mad. And I was feeling so good before. But actually, that's all you. Like, you chose to either get dragged into it. You chose to give it your energy. You chose to make it personal. So you can make a different choice. You can go, they're in a negative place, but I love them, and I can be kind to them, and I cannot make it personal. I cannot make it about me, and I can decide not to talk to them about the things that I am afraid they might drive me down about, and I can decide to change the subject, and I can decide to focus on their attributes, and I can decide to just stay in my positive vibe and not make their negativity mean anything. And you don't have to cut them out of your lives. And again, just my last disclaimer, of course, if somebody is abusive to you, if somebody is really toxic and abusive to you and is, crossing your boundaries when you've laid down clear boundaries, and is mean-hearted and, and not good for you in a serious way, you don't have to stand for that shit. And there, that's when you can cut people out. But normally, when these negative people are affecting us, it's got an awful lot more to do with us than it has to do with them. That's a lot more to do with our own boundaries that we just haven't set, So remember, confidence plus faith equals success. You are on this confident road. This confidence that you're building will lead to your success, and you don't have to let anybody else's personality or shit that they're going through affect that. You can be kind and compassionate and put it there, but you don't have to let it be a roadblock in your way towards success. So be kind to yourself and be kind to everybody else when possible. It's not always possible. It's not always possible. And believe me, I get dragged into it as well, and I do get drained. But I know that when I'm feeling that way, it's just, I have the power to choose. I have the power to choose and choose again and choose again. So, my darlings, thank you so much for listening. Remember, confidence plus faith equals success. And I will see you next week. Mwah.